News Talk 1620, WTAW. Did you see Snoopy flying over Aggieland today? If you didn't, you'll catch Snoopy tomorrow, and then again game day Saturday. Snoopy won. The MetLife blimp is in town for the A&M-Missouri football game, arriving from Waco this morning, visiting with Chief Pilot Charlie Smith about the impact of social media on the MetLife blimp, since that's how I found out about Snoopy and how many of you found out about Snoopy One being overhead today.
Yeah, it's really changed a lot in the last few years. Really made us more accessible to the public. Allows so many more people and followers to reach out and be a part of our operations instead of just seeing it and talking to their friends. They can chime in with Twitter and Facebook, and a lot of times we can fly over certain areas that people are looking for us to fly over, and be more accessible to people's needs.
What's your cruising altitude as we're talking?
We usually cruise at about 1,000 feet, usually no more than 1,500.
Pretty good cell signal from there.
Actually, yeah, you can. The signal works decent. Texting is always an easy solution.
How many people on the crew?
We have 13 to 14 that travel with us full-time. Usually two pilots, two mechanics, two crew chiefs, and then the rest are crewmen and engineers.
Where are you going to base out of during the week?
We're staying up at the Coulter Airport in Bryan. Going to park it there and just get staged for the game on Saturday.
Going to be up in the air every day between now and then?
We'll be flying tomorrow off and on throughout the day, and then we're going to take a break for Thanksgiving, a couple of days off, and then we'll be back ready to go Saturday.
What's the normal routine then? What are y'all trying to do today and tomorrow, and then what will happen on Saturday?
Today and tomorrow, we do a combination of just flying around town for general advertising exposure and also to build social media. So if people see us and send in pictures, we try to take some pictures from the air in return of what we're looking at. And if we have time while we're in the air flying, we try to accommodate any requests. If there happen to be, if you happen to be at your kid's soccer game and you want us to come fly over, if we have the time, Twitter allows us to try to cover that. And on Saturday, we'll just be providing TV coverage during the game for the ESPN network.
Will there be an opportunity for folks to see the blimp on the ground at Coulter?
You can probably see it from the road. I don't know of how we'd be able to work getting up close, but certainly from the parking lot at the airfield there, you can see it and driving by.
You mentioned you've been with the team for 7 years. What were you doing before that?
I did a number of jobs. I went to flight school though about 8 years ago, specifically to come back and fly blimps, and that was kind of my calling. And so before that, I had just a number of jobs that weren't as exciting as this.
No doubt. So, what got you interested in doing this?
I've always had a love for flying, but I didn't have the interest in doing airlines or commercial flying, where you go up to 30 or 40,000 feet. And hit autopilot. The unique aspect of flying really low and slow to the ground, like we do, along with being, as recognizable as a symbol as we are, just all those unique aspects kind of lined up and fit in right with my personality.
So is this the first aviation-related job you've had?
Yes, that's right.
Boy, what a great first gig.
Yeah, it started out strong, and been doing it now this long and loving every minute of it.
I don't know how anybody couldn't. What have been some of the favorite experiences that you've had?
We do a lot of filming for the PGA Tour, doing golf tournaments. And I'm a golf fan myself, so we've covered a lot of big tournaments, U.S. Opens and PGA Championships and whatnot. Being a part of that's always been fun. And just a lot of other games. You know, we cover NFL sometimes, and we've been real big on college football this year. And it's hard to single out one because they're all just really exciting. Coming into a college town like this is kind of one of the better aspects because we seem to be more involved with community than just arriving in town in a big city. And we get more, we're welcomed a little more and have more hospitality here and enjoy it quite a bit.
What have been some of the more exciting experiences or more of the unexpected moments?
Unexpected moments, I would say, seem to be dealing with weather. Obviously, we don't have a very fast speed. We only travel at about 40 miles an hour. So the unexpected moments are when weather changes, like it's not supposed to be forecasted, and we have to adapt and figure out a way to safely get back down. But some of the enjoyable ones, we get a chance to fly, you know, pretty much all over the country, from Florida up to New England area, across the Midwest, and just really nice to be able to see so many different cities from such a unique point of view.
What are some misconceptions, misperceptions from the general public about being in the blimp?
The biggest surprising part, if anybody gets to go up, is flying it is a little more like boating than it is of flying a plane. We're basically weightless up there in the air, just flying around with our engine power. And with so much surface area, it kind of reacts to the wind, gusts and the wind turbulence like a boat would fly through, would sail through the water. Just kind of rocks and sways, and you know, it's pretty soothing up there in the air.
Other than the fact that in the water you can see wakes and plan for those, but you can't do that with turbulence in the air then.
That's true, yeah. The turbulence, yeah, it's all about feel and reacting to it instead of being able to see it coming. But when the atmosphere is calm, And the wind is, you know, stable for us, it's really smooth. But in the middle of the day, when it starts churning up like that, it can get a little bumpy. You covered crew. That's kind of another area that is surprising. It basically, you know, we have to have a minimum of 9 people in order just to take off and land each day. It's not like we can, you know, park it on our own and hop out. You know, it takes a lot of planning and a lot of crew just in order to transport it and fly it everywhere we go.
Thanks again to Charlie Smith, who's the chief pilot on board Snoopy One, the MetLife blimp that began flying over Aggieland today. We'll continue tomorrow, then take a couple days off for the holiday, and then you'll see it back in the air for Saturday's A&M Missouri football game. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.